Hello, brothers and sisters in YouTube family. Hope you guys are being blessed. I believe it has been a rough time for many of us, but He is doing a deep work of purity and pruning in all of us, if we would allow it. However, at times, knowing that doesn't make it that much easier. The messages you all have heard were from about a week ago, and that's why the messages have been so spotty on the channel. It seemed the Lord became very silent with me. I know Blessed Mother mentioned that there are others who want to speak to us in heaven when I'm not hearing from Him, but to keep my heart open and my hands clean to receive that grace. I found myself so dry in His presence and even in prayer, just silence from Him. To make matters worse, I began to get rhemas and readings from Him that seemed to be always corrective and admonishing me. I had been feeling so discouraged the past week and was looking to be encouraged that I may have strength to go on. However, it didn't feel like I was getting that from Jesus. He's my best friend, my confidant, my counselor, my boo, as I call Him. He's my everything. So when I'm not right with Jesus, I'm just not right. I would sit before Him in adoration. I would hear Holy Spirit giving me psalms. The first day was Psalm 5. The next day was Psalm 13, which read, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God, give light to my eyes, or sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord praise, for he has been good to me." The following day was Psalm 69. All these psalms continue to confirm the feeling that Jesus was hiding himself from me. I began to really examine my conscience, and with the rhemas I was getting, repenting of my sins and of the ways that I offended the Lord. I would be hurting, and when I went before Him, it seemed to feel like another admonishment, even with the songs Holy Spirit picked. I then began to have resentment in my heart towards Jesus. I know, guys, but just being honest, it's not pretty. There were days where I felt like I couldn't look at Him. Although I came before Him, my heart wasn't right. Then there were other days I came anyways like a child, wanting to be held by their father, and other days a bride wanting to be loved by her spouse. However, all I felt was coldness and silence. But I kept coming, hoping He would finally break through. Then I got a reading this particular morning from St. Faustina's book, Diary of Divine Mercy in My Soul, about her willingness to submit to God's will, whatever that may be. It read, "Jesus, host, whom I have this very moment received into my heart, through this union with you, I offer myself to the Heavenly Father as a sacrificial host, abandoning myself totally and completely to the most merciful and holy will of my God. From today onward, your will, Lord, is my food. Take my whole being, dispose of me as you please. Whatever your Father hand gives me, I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. I fear nothing. No matter in what direction you lead me, help by your grace, I will carry out, erecting your demands of me. I no longer fear any of your inspirations, nor do I probe anxiously to see where they will lead me. Lead me, O God, alongside whatever road you please. I have placed all my trust in your will, which is for me love and mercy itself. Bid me to stay in this convent, I will stay. Bid me to undertake the work, I will undertake it. Leave me in uncertainty about the work until I die, be blessed. Give me death, and when humanly speaking my life seems particularly necessary, be blessed. Should you take me in my youth, be blessed. Should you let me live to a ripe old age, be blessed. Should you give me health and strength, be blessed. Should you confine me to a bed of pain for my whole life, be blessed. Should you give only failures and disappointments in life, be blessed. Should you allow my pure intentions to be condemned, be blessed. Should you enlighten my mind, be blessed. Should you leave me in darkness and all kinds of torment, be blessed. For this moment on, I live in the deepest peace, because the Lord himself is carrying me in the hollow of his hand. He, Lord unfathomable mercy, knows that I desire him alone in all things, always and everywhere." After that, I began to hear Jesus speaking as I came before him writing. "Jesus, if this darkness I feel is your will, then I submit to this. I kept thinking, at least speak a word for the sake of our children. But if that is not your will, Lord, I submit to that. Jesus began, "I'm right here, my beloved little one. I've never left. This is all for souls, beloved, souls. I want you to experience what many souls are feeling this hour. So many are lost, evading my presence, and are under so much condemnation from the devils to give up. They are in need of much of my grace to sustain them. So many are lost, evading my presence, and are under so much condemnation from the devils to give up. They are in need of much of my grace to sustain them and to cause them to not wander completely away from me, to be lost forever. This is a cross I'm wanting to carry, my little one, so these precious souls can draw to me. Lord, I'm willing to do anything if it pleases you, especially for souls. It's just been so hard when I felt under constant admonishment and correction from you. I'd been looking for a word of encouragement to keep me going, but it seems I just couldn't find any from you, Lord. It did feel as though you were hiding from me and hiding your love because I felt such coldness, although I know it's impossible for you to do that." Jesus responded, "My beloved little one, know that I'll never take my love away from you. It is my love that sustains even life on this earth and within mankind. Everything is held by my love, dear one, and you're greatly loved and cherished. Remember this past week? You've been having a burning desire to see lost souls come to me. You've cried in the wee hours asking me, Lord, how can I draw more souls to you? More souls to your love that none would perish. Do you remember?" And here, guys, he's referencing to the burning desire he put in my heart after I listened to Mary Baxter's revelation on hell. She was taken to heaven and hell for 30 days straight, so that she may come back and tell the world of Jesus and that hell is real. I'll provide a link to the audiobook in the description. There were so many souls crying out to God for mercy in hell, and Jesus was even crying at times. It made me cry, as it was too late for so many souls. One soul was raised in witchcraft and asked Jesus for mercy. Jesus then looked up to heaven and said, "Father, mercy, please have mercy." And the flames in hell died down for a little while. I was amazed at God's mercy, thinking, I too have witchcraft in my family. It could have easily have been me instead, if it wasn't God's mercy and grace over my life, even in my mother's womb. There were so many, even Christians who once knew the gospel, but didn't live it and died in sin. Jesus told Miss Baxter to please share her message so many souls would repent and receive his mercy for salvation. I began to think, Lord, what more can I do? Please, I want the whole world to know about your love and infinite mercy, that souls wouldn't go to hell or follow Satan. So I responded, "Yes, Lord, I remember. I didn't know what more I could do. I know here on the mount our prayers of intercession are powerful, and so is sharing your love through these messages." Jesus continued, "Well, my little one," I answered, "and this is how, by you carrying this cross of dryness, of pervading darkness and weariness out of love for me, so that many souls you're birthing and many others would taste the sweetness of my presence, that they may enter into lively hope and faith in me, and be greatly encouraged to persevere and go on. I know how much you love me, and even that is all by my grace, but I know that you'll never leave my side, little one. So I could trust you with this cross, whereas many would continue on in their resentment, bitterness, and eventually turn back to the world. I knew you'd just keep coming, loving, endearing, and sitting before my feet until breakthrough happened, because you know I need to speak with you as much as you need to hear from me. That's why I permitted this, my love, to answer the cry of your heart so many souls would come to me, and many have. So stay encouraged, my little one, and endure a bit longer. Graces are falling on many, drawing them nearer and closer to my wounded heart, which brings such consolation and comfort. Thank you, Lord, for your words of peace and love, Jesus. You're my best friend, my everything. If I'm not right with you, I'm not right at all. I need you desperately and love you so very much. Please help me to always bless you in whatever state you desire to leave my soul. Please help me in this." Jesus responded, "I will, beloved one, I will. I am even now. For there will be many more times I will ask you to carry a cross like this, beloved. You submitting to my will is the most pleasing thing to me and the Father." "Yes, Lord. Thank you. Lord, do you have a word for our family, our children?" Jesus continued, "My beloved faithful ones, many of you are so very weary, and I've heard the sighs of your heart as you continue to keep coming, keep praying, and keep believing. Even in your failures and even in your discouragement, my dear ones, don't give up. Breakthrough is right around the corner. Persecution has broke out upon my body as demons continue to lie to my precious faithful ones that I'm not pleased, that I am but a harsh taskmaster that demands but doesn't give, and that you're a failure. You can't seem to do anything right. These are lies, lies, lies. Cast down these useless thoughts and send the demons back to the abyss where they belong. If you're finding yourself still in your trial, know that I'm right there with you. Never once have you been alone, or will you be left alone. Remember, all these things I have permitted. It is not because you've done something wrong, or that I am upset with you. That is far from the truth. It's rather because you have been faithful to the small things, and I can entrust you with this heavy cross, because I know you won't leave me. I know you won't curse my name like the devils want you to, and I know you won't give up and go back to the world. As the demons continuously taunt and torment you with a life that could be much better without me. However, my dear ones, you have tasted the sweetness of my presence. You have seen my faithfulness. You have accepted my love and the invitation to go much deeper. And I know nothing else satisfies you. So as much as the devils taunt you, you are growing in stature and in faith. As you remain steadfast in who I am and receive my grace that will sustain you through these trials, you will overcome. Allow my grace to carry you through this storm, knowing that there are many souls being nourished and saved through this cross you've consented to carry for love of me. I love you, my beloved brides. I'm so pleased. Come and sit with me. There I'm always waiting to hold you so tenderly, as I strengthen you when you rest your weary head on my heart. There I will nourish you with the vine of my love. And that was the end of Jesus' message. As I shared this with my roommate, she mentioned that in the audiobook, The Life of the Virgin Mary, which compiles stories of Mary's life with Jesus to four saints, Blessed Mother told them that Jesus allowed such a similar trial and cross with her, too, when Jesus was just a youth coming from Egypt. He tested her in this way, by not speaking to her only out of necessity, and even when he spoke with her, with such coldness. He even avoided her, and this lasted for 30 days. Imagine a son ignoring his mother, but further, imagine a savior hiding himself from his creature that he loved so much. Their hearts were united, however he hid his thoughts even from her all those days. Mary humbled herself even further and began to examine her heart to see if there was anything she had done to offend her savior. Although without sin, in her great humility she said nothing, but was in deep agony over this. She took it to the Lord in prayer, asking God the Father to please forgive her if she had offended him in any way. She recognized that if God wasn't speaking to her, it was his will, and for a good reason. After 30 days, Jesus finally broke the silence and told his mother that it was a test of her love, as she was flooded with consolations and knowledge of the mysteries of heaven in his presence. She kissed his feet. Wow, what an amazing example Mary gives us to be, and to respond just as she did when the Lord hides himself from us. We, who are with sin, should humble ourselves even more to submit to whatever the Lord permits. Help us, sweet and blessed Mother, to respond as you did when we find ourselves feeling hidden from God. Lord, I just thank you for your word, and may your word go forth and not return void, Jesus. Lord, when misery tries to make us believe you have abandoned us, help us let go of fear and trust that you hold us in your loving embrace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you guys until the next message.